across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio.
Now, I'm going to welcome to the studio David. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that's nice and clear. Yes, David, you're from the, I was going to say, the Wroxall Weather Centre. Can we call it that?
Yeah, sure.
You're the Wroxall Weather Centre. And David is a meteorologist, a weather expert, and he's going to talk to us about the weather. So we've had some pretty amazing weather in the last few weeks, haven't we?
We have, yeah. As we all know now, December turned out to be one of the warmest.
Yeah.
And wettest on record.
Got plants coming up all over my garden already.
Absolutely. Everything's in chaos. The daffodils are sort of coming through and everything. It's crazy. But yeah, that was confirmed at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
For December. And we can actually thank the El Nino for that.
El Nino, that's a temperature of the ocean or something?
Yep. And that's obviously what's caused... Are unusual weather patterns for the UK.
So how has that affected the UK? Because I thought it was hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, it is. I suppose the best way to describe it is like a butterfly effect.
Right.
So we get these ripples through the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously sort of can significantly change our weather. And because it was the strongest El Nino this last year on record.
Yeah.
Again, that's mainly thanks for our December weather, definitely.
So we had this warm weather, and I mean, we've talked about plants. I've seen bees and wasps around in December, which is unheard of before, and it rained like mad, didn't it?
Yep. Again, it's all down to the El Nino and how that affects the weather patterns throughout the globe, really.
Okay. But we're fortunate here in the Isle of Wight. We had a lot of rain, but we didn't have any serious flooding. But so last couple of weeks, then what have we seen?
Right, the last couple of weeks, it's been a pretty average January, really.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a few warmer days. I mean, I'm looking at a screen now, and there's only one day we've had so far this month that's actually reached double figures. And the average has been sort of 7 degrees, which is okay for this time of month. Rain wise, we've already had 100 millimeters of rain.
Is that good or bad?
It's probably about average. If anything, slightly above average.
Okay.
Obviously, if the temperature had have been lower. Mm-hmm. Then we could have been sort of talking now about that 100 millimetres of rain. Actually, it would have fallen as snow.
So 100 millimetres of rain doesn't equal 100 millimetres of snow, though, does it? It's a lot worse than snow, isn't it, I would imagine?
Yeah, it's a different kind of measurement. We use a rain bucket to collect, to measure. And it's just like a little tipping yeah. sort of thing.
Yeah.
But with snow, you actually sort of go out there with a ruler and
you measure the depth.
Put it in the snow, and then that tells you sort of how much you've had.
So it's been average, but I always think of January as being really cold, and we haven't had that much frost, have we, other than perhaps last night?
Last night we had a big frost. There was another frost a few nights ago. Definitely, we had a frost on... It was New Year's Day, actually.
Oh, right, okay.
Because the temperature was just below freezing that night. But, yeah, I mean, going back a few years, we've had hard frosts in, say, October.
Mm.
All through November. And so far this winter, we've hardly seen any.
So, okay, that's what we've had. What have we got to look forward to in the next little while? I mean, today is a lovely, typical winter's day. Nice and bright and sunny.
Today is lovely. It's going to stay nice today. The payoff for that, if you like, is it's going to be cold.
Yes.
The next few days, tomorrow actually, we're possibly looking at... We could get a little shower if we're unlucky. There's only a small chance of that, really. It looks like the wind's going to pick up a little bit. Monday is interesting at the moment because the temperature is going to be low through Monday and Monday night. and there is rain forecast, so that could fall as well. We could see a wintry shower.
A wintry shower. Now, I hear that term quite a lot. What does it actually mean, a wintry shower?
A wintry shower can be anything from sleet, hail, or snow.
Okay, so it's a hedging your bets type. It's going to be something, but not very nice.
Yeah, basically. Okay. We're looking at the radar. We can see that it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Or we call it precipitation, which is anything that falls from the sky, basically. Yep. But we see the weather front moving in and we think, okay, it's going to rain. The temperature's low, so it could be rain mixed in with hail, wet snow.
Okay, so like when that. Was that you were looking at roughly?
Monday night at the moment. I mean, that's the latest forecast that I've got now. But it changes so quickly, even on an hourly basis. I can run a forecast in a little while and that will change, and then it might come back, it might stay away.
This is the problem with even the longer range forecast. It can change within a few hours. And
absolutely.
So just to make sure people don't come back to me later on and say, he said it was going to do that. I say, you know, it is a science, but some of it's imprecise because nature just changes its mind, basically.
Absolutely. And it is. It really can change hourly. One of my forecasts, it's an automated forecast, but it runs a forecast every hour.
Okay.
And I've got that on a big screen, which I refer to, because for example, if that was to show the snow or the chance of a wintry shower for Monday every hour today, then that would be considered as a medium to high confidence in that particular forecast. It just changes so quickly. And that's why I think for weather forecasters, meteorologists, we get in trouble quite a lot, because we say the weather's going to be this. Example, famous quotes, barbecue summer.
Yeah, that's the one everyone remembers.
That's the one that everyone remembers. And that forecast is made weeks or months in advance. And you can literally write a forecast and get it on the internet and then it's changed.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So
okay.
I do try to stay away from doing too long a range of forecasts.
I understand.
Because it's just not worth it. But just changes.
That's the stuff that everybody wants to know at the end of the day. It was a long range forecast. What's going to happen? And I'm not going to hold you to it, but you said we're not looking so great for Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is not looking so good.
Yeah.
So as the week progresses, your feeling is that we're going to be a bit more wintry?
At the moment, yes. Again, definitely Monday night. Sort of Tuesday into Wednesday looks like it's going to warm up slightly.
Okay.
I mean, at the moment, the rest of the month, it's pretty much looking like the first 2 weeks of the month. It's going to be changeable.
Okay.
We're going to have some nice days where it'll be cold. We'll have some overcast, cloudy days where we could see some rain, and obviously the cloud that acts like a blanket, so that will help keep the temperatures higher.
Yeah.
But then hopefully, looking at the long range, we are possibly looking towards the end of January as we move into February. Again, another really sort of cold blast, and that could see a good possibility of having some decent snow.
Okay. That sounds interesting. So we're going to have to move on in a little bit. But if people want to get hold of you for more forecasting stuff, I mean, I know you post it on Twitter and you post it on Facebook, but it's where can they find you?
Facebook is probably the easiest place because I've got that on my phone, and so every few minutes that normally pings. Facebook, Twitter, or directly go to the website. There's all the details on there on how you can contact me.
Roxor Weather.
I'm more than happy to receive emails with questions. you know, what's the weather going to be like on this day, because I'm going to the mainland, and or I'm getting married on this day, what's the chances of the weather. So please get in touch if you know.
But you can't guarantee it's going to be a lovely day on your wedding day.
Can't guarantee it. The closer we get to the day, obviously, the more accurate the forecast becomes.
Okay. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I know we have had quite a bit of time, but we're hoping, David and I are hoping that we can do this once a month. If you've got any weather-related questions for David, let us know here, or you get them to him at Roxall Weather. You can find him on Facebook, or there's Roxall Weather website as well. Get the questions to him, and next month we'll go through any of those that you find particularly interesting, as well as looking at what we've had by the middle of next month and what we're likely to have.
Yeah, definitely.
So look out for maybe some wintry showers later on this week, coming up, so early next week, and then we'll see how it goes from there. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
And as I say, Roxall Weather is the place to go. We're going to take a break now, and a couple of minutes after that, have some Rolling Stones.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.